Ger danes chaveroi devar Torah. A ger could be danes chaver. In other words, one ger could be a dayan in a din Torah with another ger. Shrashi, ger danes chaveroi. Dina nefashis, mamish, the question of killing a ger, another ger could be on the bezdin. Dilo dina mamnis, afilu lucha yisro de tanan. Hakol kisher another dina mamnis. Permitted hakol asu yamal asu yiger. A regular dina mamnis, even a ger could be a dayan for regular Yisrael. So there's no chiddush. Here the chiddush is, even though for dina nefashis, a ger cannot be a dayan. That's only if he wants to be a dayan for another Jew. But if he wants to be a dayan in the case of another ger, then he is allowed to be in a dayan. Shenamar, the pasuk says like this: Soim tosa malacha melech, asha yivcha Hashem lekecha boy mikerav achicha. Tosa malacha melech. So dashing like this: Olechu debina mikerav achicha. If you want to have a melech, like a din Torah upon yourself, from one Yisrael to another Yisrael, then it has to be mikerav achicha. It has to be a melech from a Jew, born a Jew, and not a ger. Avul ger, danes chaveira ger. But one ger could be a dayan, even for the first race, for another ger. There's that you have to have mikera achicha, born a Jew, only if it's for another Jew. But if it's for the sake of another ger, then another ger could be a dayan. A ger could be a dayan for another ger. So the Gemara, v'yimhoi se'ima mi'yisrael, let's say his mother was a regular Yisrael, then Dana Filu Yisrael, even though his father was a Goy, but I call upon him, he is a Jew, he's called born a Jew, he go after his mother, and therefore could even be a Dayan for another Yisrael also. So the Marda will inyan Chalitza, but according to Hilchas Chalitz, like we just had now, Achie Aviv Imam Yisrael, Shenema V'nikra Shmoy V'Yisrael. That you need three dayonim, they have to be born from both parents were Jews. If even the father alone was a goy, even though the kid is a Jew, he can't be a dayon for Hilchas Chalitza. But Chalitza, the pasuk says, be Yisrael, Rashi says, mashma, she Yisrael mikol tzdodim. From both parents, he has to be a Jew. Amar Rav, im yov o'yeliyohu, v'yoymer. If Eliyahu Hanavi would come and tell us you should know the lach is, you're allowed to use a shul for chalitza, you could listen to him. Even though we had before the chatchili, you should not use a shul, but with the evidence, it's okay, it's good, we'll listen to him. But what about if Eliyahu Hanavi himself would tell us, ein cholzin besandal, that you're not allowed to use a sandal for chalitza, ein shayim loy, we would not listen even to Eliyahu Hanavi. Shekva nogu am besandal, because the minig is, and Klai Yisrael already, that they do use a sandal. Therefore, we wouldn't listen to Eliyahu Hanavi, if that's my carrot. For Rav Yosef, Amar Rav kind of like this, that he said over the memoirs of Amar Rav, like this he said it, that im yovo yeliyahu v'yoymer, ein chotzen b'manol, shemim loy. If we would tell you you're not supposed to make a chalitza with a manol, we'd listen to him. Like we said before, it's only b'dievet that is good, but l'chitzchila you're not supposed to use a shoe. Because the shoe is made out of soft leather, there's a gzera, maybe either the heel will fall off. We have to be afraid, not a gzera, but we're afraid the chatchila. Maybe the heel will come off, or maybe it'll be ripped. So therefore, we're not supposed to use the shoe, the chatchila. Therefore, if Eliyahu Hanavi would say, Ein Chotzin, we would leave him. What about if he would say, Ein Chotzin b'sandal, Ein Shemim Loi? But if Eliyahu Hanavi would tell you, you can't use a sandal, that's made out of hard skin, then we don't listen to him. Why? Shekva no guam besandal. That's the minig. The minig is to use a sandal. For the Gemara, my benai, what's the difference between his two ways? He can benai your manu lechatchila. Now, if gemina is lechatchila, are you allowed to use a shoe made out of soft leather? That's naf gemina. According to the second way, you're not supposed to. According to the first way, you are allowed to. So, the Gemara, lomandiya mafu lechatchila. According to the first loshin, that's mashmi even lechatchila, at first. You are allowed to use a soft leather shoe. I have your Tanana. Now Mishnah says, Chotza b'manul chlitzosik shera. It's mashma dieva din l'chitchila loy. Mashma, if you made the chlitza with a soft shoe, it's okay. But mashma l'chitchila, you're not supposed to do it. Tomorrow says, no. Our Mishnah really means to say, Hu adil yafil l'chitchila. It could be really even l'chitchila you're allowed to make a chlitza from a soft leather shoe. Since the Mishnah later says if you only use a sock a shoe made out of cloth, not a leather shoe, but a shoe made out of cloth, like a sock, chalitzos apsula. There the Mishnah says it's no good, and that it means the wati afilu the yevet, even with the yevet, if the yevet was only wearing a sock and she took it off, that's no good. Is toninami resha the yevet? That's why it says in the resha umanul. But really, even the chetchila could be you are allowed to use a shoe, as long as it's made out of leather, as long as it's something that protects the shoe, the foot, you're allowed to use it. Now the Gemara says umanul lechetchila tanoihi. That I was saying is shaila, if you're allowed to use the katkhila shoe, a soft leather shoe, it's taka machlokes tanoim. The Tanya will not like this. Omer Rabbi Yossi, pa macha solachti l'netzivin. I once went to the city Netzivin, motzasi zok in echra, I found an older person, omati lo, I asked him, klumat the boki of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, do you know about Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? Omer li hein, yes, fi al shechone yu todir, I'm always by his table. So he asked him, if so, Klum Royis Shechlatzta B'Yivama, did you ever see the way he makes a chalitza? Amali Risa, yes I saw. Shecholat Habit Pomim B'Mandel. So Shecholat Habit Pomim. I saw him a lot of times make chalitza. So I asked him now, B'Mandel or B'Sandel, what did he use? Did he use a manel, a soft shoe, or B'Sandel, a hard leather shoe? Amali, v'chicholtzim b'manol? Are you allowed to use a manol? V'yatoy ramul nola v'loy manoloy. The mashwari yelled, what? You can't use a manol. When a terrorist says noal, noal means vice versa, a hard leather shoe and not a manol. So pshit, you're not supposed to use a manol. Omarti loy im keim, maror Rabbi Meir, loy ma cholza b'manol chlitzos k'shera. If the way you're saying, how can Rabbi Meir said that the chlitzos k'shera? It's according to you, even with your eyes it shouldn't be good. So I call upon him, it's mashmado, that lechatchila, you're not supposed to use a manol. It's only b'dievet. Reb Yaakov, I'm a mishmai, no. Chotzim b'manol lechatchila. You are allowed to use a manol even lechatchila. Now, so that's the machlokes tanoim. If you're allowed to use a soft leather shoe, lechatchila or not. Uman diyoma lechatchila loy. The man diyoma that says lechatchila, you're not supposed to use a soft leather shoe. My time, why not? Ilayim mishum dehevei. Panto. Me'al. In other words, the Torah says it's supposed to take the shoe off me'al. It says, in other words, if it's loose on the bottom, that's good. But the arakta, when it's loose on top, me'al the ma'al, that's going on top and on top. The Torah says me'al, v'loy me'al the me'al. The Torah says you have to take the shoe off me'al and not from my two me'als. So therefore, the reason why a manol is no good, because since you loosen, that's like the top part of it, like the tongue of it, therefore it's no good. For the Gemara, if that's the pshat, ihochi, afil dieven amiloi. Even the dieven it should not be good. If you're dashing the posik meyal, mashma the shoe has to be loosened from the bottom part and not from the top part, so even the dieven it should not be good. It's mashma the psul medirisa. And up until now, we're only saying that lechatchila, he should not use a manol. But with the dieven it's kosher. So Gemara says, Gzeira mishemana marufet. We have to be afraid that a shoe that's torn, inami mishem chatzimanal, or else you use a smaller shoe that only covers half of your leg. In other words, like we said, since a shoe, a manal, is made out of soft leather, it's very easy for it to rip. So you have to be afraid the manal's marufet is ripped, and then it's not kosher even with the evid. So even though now your shoe was good, it's tight, it's not ripped, but lechatchila you should not use it, a gzeira, maybe you come to use the ripped shoe. Omar Rav said like this, Ilav de chamise lechavivi, if not that I saw like my uncle, de cholas besandal, de yisloshinsin, I saw him make a chalitza with a shoe, with a sandal, that had a lot of shinsin, had a lot of, like, straps on it, straps, is anola heve chalitza neela besandal de taya. I would have myself only use a shoe, a taya, an Arab shoe. The mehedik tfei, that's very tight even without the straps. But now that I saw him use straps, mashmi he's supposed to use a shoe that has straps on it. V'haydi dan and our shoes. Afagav yispei chumrato. Even though it has a nice knot, it's tight. But katrina be misna. Still, you should use straps on it. Ki hecha that heavy chalitza ma'isa. That it should only should be a very good chalitza. Mashmi if it has straps on it that's tied around the body, that's better.
Like Rashi says, Tiecha de Taisi hi for Tishri, we want that she should come and like loosen, untie the straps for all the techlots, and then she takes off the shoe. That the chalitza malia, that's called a good chalitza. All right, we'll stop here. What are we holding here? You're holding Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Yeah, two dots near the bottom. Simin HaToras Yevomo Sandal. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. HaToras Yevomo Leshuk. What's matter Yevomo Leshuk? In other words, how does Chalitza take place? B'Shmitas Roiv Eikov. That she has to pull off the shoe, off his foot. How much off his foot? She has to pull it off Roiv Eikov. If most of the heel is off, if the shoe is off most of his heel, that's called a chalitza. That's what's matter the Yevam Lishuk. She does not have to take the whole shoe off his foot. It's enough just to pull off right above the shoe off his heel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meisve it says, Hutroi Ritsuyais Manol v'sandol oisheshomat roiv horegel chalitzas apsula hutra ritzuas mashma of the ritzuas became untied by themselves. She did not untie their straps. The straps got untied by themselves. Trashish lohitirasan he that she did not do it, but by itself or else the yovim himself untied the laces. Manol v'sandol oisheshomat Roiv horegel, or else roiv of his regel, it was shomat. Trasha shomat means who roiv horegel, v'ichol tzosel gamri, and she did it most of it. In other words, he pulled off roiv of the regel, and she did the rest. It's psula. So what's the biyuk here? Taima deshomtahu, mashma only because he pulled it off. Hashomtahi, mashma if she would push off, if she would push the shoe off. From roiv of his regel, chalitzasak shera, then it would be kosher. But what are we talking about here? That he pushed it off from roiv of the regel. So mashma, roiv her regel in, roiv ekev loy. We're talking about here now that most of the whole foot, the shoe came off. So it says that if he did it, it's psula. Mashma, how much does she have to do? She has to do roiv of the regel. But it's not totally in the heel. You have to do roiv of the whole foot. And we're learning before now that as long as she pulled off the shoe from off most of his heel, that's enough. And here at Smashma, she has to pull off from roiv of his whole regal, his whole foot. So Mora says, Loi, I'll tell you, Hainu her regal, Hainu roiv ekev. It's the same thing. That roiv of the regal and roiv of the ekev means the same thing. As long as roiv of the heel is off, that's enough. V'yamai korvel el roiv regal. If it means the heel, why does it say roiv of the foot? Tamar says, "Dekula chayla dekarya olay dechayis." That his whole weight goes upon the heel. He's dekula chayla dekarya. The whole weight of his leg olay dechayis goes upon the heel. So therefore, the heel is the main part. As long as you pull the shoe off most of his heel, that's enough. Trashi dechayis means nismach loshin dechayis v'laz. So his whole weight, his whole foot, is on the heel. Therefore, solely in the heel. Verse says, Messiah Leila Rabbianai. Tarai now to Rabbianai. The Rashi says, Hodiktoni Hutra Ritsuyas. That if the Ritsuyas got untied by themselves, it's possible. The Yom Rabbianai. Bein Shehitir Hu, whether the Yovam, he himself, untied the laces. Visham Tahi, and then she went and pulled the shoe off his foot. Bein Shehitirahi, whether she untied the laces. Visham Atu, and the Yovam pulled the shoe off. His Chlitzas Apsula. It's possible, it's not called a good chalitza. Ad until, shetater hi v'tishmat hi. She has to do both. She has to untie the laces, and then she has to push off the shoe. He can't help her in untying and in pushing off the shoe. Boy Reb Yanai, karasohu maho. What's going to be the loch if the shoe is ripped? There's a rip in the shoe. He used it, she was wearing a shoe that was ripped. Shafosu unafket karasu mao. She ripped it. She didn't pull it off, but she ripped it off. She took a knife and she like cut the shoe in half, and then the shoe came off. Is that called the good chalitza or not? Shafosu mao. She burnt the shoe. She took a match and burnt the shoe. And the mele, when you burn the shoe, it fell off his foot. So, mao, is that called good for chalitza or not? So, drashi shavasu means, hashlichu gachelas ala sandal. She threw a coal on the sandal. Kishu korach baragli v'shafasai. When the shoe was on his foot, she took a coal, a hot coal, and put it there, and the coal burnt through the shoe, not through the foot, but through the shoe at least. Burnt through the shoe. So now the shoe fell off, b'kitzer. Mao, gilu yakar yabinot vika, is the vort what she has to do is to uncover the foot. And she did it. She lamaisa ripped the shoe, so she uncovered the leg, the shoe fell off now. She burnt the shoe came off, she uncovered the leg. Oidilma chalitza binin. No, veleka. Chalitza means she has to pull off the shoe. She has to literally take the shoe and pull it off. It's not enough just to cut it and to make it fall off. But she has to pull it off. And here she didn't pull it off, so marblas batekum. That's a shayla. If this is kosher or not. Could be vecholt chalitza means she has to pull off the shoe. Boyimene Rabbi Nechemya Merabba. Shnei manolim ze agav ze mahu. Let's say the Yavam is wearing two pair of shoes, one on top of another. Mao. So Mar says, hey, Dami, what are we talking about? Ilayma de shaftiyo liluya. If you want to say she just pulled off the top shoe, vikoi tasoi, and he's still wearing the bottom shoe. For the Gemara, meyal o merachmono, v'loy meyal midemeyal. The Cholas Nola meyal raglet says that she has to take it off from his foot. And not from what's on top of the foot. So if he's still wearing a shoe, it's no good. If she takes off the top shoe and there's still a bottom shoe on him, havada, that's no good. Loitzricha, where is the case? The karise liloi that she ripped the top shoe, the shaftiyo litisoi, and she pulled off the bottom shoe, the koi loi, and the top shoe is still staying on. It's possible to rip the top shoe in order to be able to pull off the bottom shoe, but the top shoe is still on his foot. That's the shayla. Chalitza binan v'ika, is the mitzvah chalitza she has to pull off the shoe, and here she pulled off the shoe, off his leg? Oidoma maybe, gelu yakar yabina v'leka. Chalitza also has to mean she has to uncover his foot, and here his foot is not uncovered, because he still has a top shoe on him. That's the shayla.